Thanks. Have a good one. Christ, did you see how many lottery tickets that guy was buying? That's more than my fucking paycheck. At least he didn't try to stand here and scratch them all off at the counter. I hate that shit. And I gotta clean up that foil dust stuff. Shit's worse than glitter. Last customer of the day, at least. Time to restock, clean up, and go the fuck home. Ugh. Some Valentine's Day, huh? We're stuck in the store all night, then I get to sleep for like 5 hours, maybe. Because the fucking manager has me opening tomorrow morning. Now that I've got anyone to spend it with anyway, but damn. Maybe I'll get myself some chocolate or something on my next break. At least it's quiet tonight. We've been averaging like, what, 2 customers an hour? How does place even stay open? Oh, him? Yeah, oh, fuck. What was I thinking about him? Okay, so where to even begin? Christmas rolls around, and okay, like, I try to be low maintenance. Like, I can take care of myself, so, like, I wasn't expecting much. He's broke, I'm broke. Of course I'm broke, I work here. So I got him a few things. Really tried to put a lot of thought into it, and he opens his stuff, and he's all excited. So I'm thinking, hey, how come there's nothing under the tree for me? And then he pulls out his phone, shows me the most fuck-ugly drawing of a monkey I've ever seen. It was, like, purple and yellow with, I don't know, like, a fucking plaid bow tie and a blue fedora, and I can't even describe it. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? He told me that's my present. So I'm like, what? And he starts going on about how this hideous fucking monkey is gonna be worth so much money 10 years from now, and I couldn't help it. I just started laughing. Like, fuck, I'm even laughing now. Anyway, so he's like super pissed at me, and I'm thinking, fuck, you're pissed at me? What kind of shit is that? But we have to make nice so we can go visit my parents and his parents. And he got even madder when my dad laughed at it and called it Acid Trip King Kong. And then his parents laughed too. But I was like, okay, you know what? It's not a deal breaker. I've given shitty gifts before too. Maybe you just didn't know what to get me. And things calmed down for a few days. So then New Year rolls around. And that means the first of the month. And oh Christ, he tells me he's gonna be short on his half of the rent because of his fucking shitty monkey drawing. And I goddamn lose it on him. I didn't really hold back, and he deserved it too. So yeah, now it's February and I'm single, and I might be moving back in with my folks because I'm not making enough to keep my place. Life sucks, man. Wouldn't maybe be looking for a roommate? Sorry, didn't mean to monopolize the conversation. But, well, you asked, so how about you? You still going out with, what's her face? Wait, she fucking what? Wait, what? Wait, with who? Oh, holy shit. That's fucked up. Damn, wait, and how did you find out about this? Oh, she fucking told you? Wow. Oh, right, and of course she's gonna make it seem like it's your fault. Well, you know what? You're better off. She seemed to, I don't know, do people still say highfalutin? Because that was her. And remember when we went to the movie and she was fucking texting the whole time? Who does that? Fuck. And I thought I had the worst end of things. Well, tell you what, you man the counter and I'm gonna start restocking the beer. I mean, what was it even like dating her? Rich parents, like, no clue on how the world works and just sort of expected everyone to be her help. Damn, people in this town drink a lot. I thought I got bad sometimes. Look, I'll drop it if you want me to. I, It honestly felt good to vent about my ex a little. So if you want to do the same, that's cool. Oh, and honestly, he was fucking horrible in bed, too. I try to overlook it, but anyway. I can't even imagine what it must have been like with her. I bet her head game was fucking awful. Like, are you almost done? Sorry. Wait, what? What do you mean you don't know? You mean you were dating for all that time and she never... Oh, so you had sex and stuff, but she never once. Oh, fuck, you win. You definitely have the shittier ex. I thought Mr. Monkey Drawing was the worst, but oh, that takes up. So wait a minute. We're dating for like 2 years, and I think the last time you had a girlfriend was... Damn. That is a long time to go without Whirl. I'd be raging right now. Well, maybe after I finish stocking this cooler, I'll give you a Valentine's Day treat. Oh, fuck no. No, I'm not serious. Unless you, want me to be. I mean, hypothetically, if something was to happen, there aren't any cameras in the break room. Well, I mean the broom closet. They call a break room. There was a camera there, but it broke. And our dipshit boss is too cheap to pay for a new one, so... You know... Okay, so now I'm definitely going to have to blow you, because otherwise you'll be doing the rest of the shift with that look on your face. What do you mean, what look? That look right there. The look that says, wait, is she serious? Doesn't have to mean anything, it's just head, you know? So, do you? You know? Yeah, I'm fucking serious. I know I just said I wasn't, but now I am. It'll be fun. And then you'll have to clean the bathroom, because I did that for you. Actually, you're on the schedule to clean them anyway. Tell you what, I'm headed to the brink room anyway. Can rest my feet for a second before putting the rest of this shit away. Way I see it, I can sit on my ass, or I can be down on my knees. I thought so too. Hurry up. Faster we do this, the faster we can open this door back up. Stand right there against the wall. Yeah, that makes sense. And, unzip. Pull those pants down a little lower. And, this is fucking crazy. But it was my idea. And, okay. Last chance to back out, because once I start, we're not stopping until you come. Okay with that? Oh, wait, what, my shirt? That wasn't part of the... Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. Don't want to get anything on it. Ross says on, though. Because I said... okay, here it goes. Get those pants down lower. Yeah, like that. Because your balls need attention too, silly. Feel good? Yeah, I thought so too. I want to see how far I can get down my throat like this. Oh, wow. I love that. Feeling you twitch in my mouth like that? Pretty fucking hot. But you better warn me before you come, okay? What? Oh, well, okay. I guess the bra can come off. You like? I bet you do. Now, where was it? If I'm being honest, this is kind of fun, but you better hurry up and come soon, because we still need to finish closing up the store. Oh, you want me to go faster? Like this? Fuck. That was a lot. Seriously, how long has it been? Yeah, that really just happened. Oh, wait. Looks like you had a little more left in you. Is it just me, or did that whole we might kick off thing just make that hotter? Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah, I mean, it's awkward if you make it awkward, but I've got an idea. If we just do stuff like this all the time, then it won't be weird. Speaking of which, you just live across the street, right? Because I'll get more sleep if I don't have to drive all the way back home. Unless you wanna keep me up. It is Valentine's Day, after all. At least for another 32 minutes. So how about it? Can I crash at your place tonight?